Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Welcome back. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Ay, 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 Shabbos. Ay, ay, Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. It's not Friday. We don't have Friday. We have Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors, our dear friends Mende and Tzipora Fishman, who sponsored the series for Schus V'Chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Friedel in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Also, this week sponsored in honor of the birth of their enikel, of their grandson, Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, big, big Mazel Tov, and to the upcoming Bris, the baby born to Avrami and Sadie Zikowitz, big, big Mazel Tov, Shizok L'Aglo Torah, L'Masim Toivim. All right, we get started with Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. First, an idea from the Parsha. I shared it in the Parsha Shir. I shared it in our WhatsApp group. And that is, Ki lo alachem levado yechyeh ha'adam. The Halakh of Mishnah to the great Imre Chaim points out that this pasuk can be applied to Shabbos. Lo alachem levado yechyeh ha'adam. People like to post pictures of their magnificent challahs today, and they should be admired. They're beautiful. They're magnificent. Cinnamon and everything, and they practically look like babkas, not challahs. They should be for dessert, not the beginning of the meal. Challahs are outrageous, and it's a beautiful, beautiful way to honor Shabbos, a beautiful way to do the mitzvah of taking challah. It's a beautiful thing to go above and beyond. However, lo alalechem levado yechyeh adam. The Shabbos table, its beauty and its deliciousness are not determined by the bread alone, not by the gefilte fish, not by the soup, not by how many meats, not by how many sides. Ki al pi motza Hashem. But rather, says the Pasuk, says the Vishnah, so the way to interpret the Pasuk, is that the beauty of the Shabbos table, the deliciousness of the Shabbos table, is al kol motza pi, what leaves our mouth, Hashem. Zmiros, divrei Torah, excitement for Shabbos. And so, as I said in the WhatsApp group this morning, Friday is not just to physically get ready for Shabbos. There's shopping, there's cooking, there's setting a table, there's preparing. We want the Shabbos tish, we want the Shabbos table to be beautiful, to be adorned, to be ornate, to be with delicacies, to be with china, to be with crystal, to be with silver. But in the end of the day, lo alalachem levado yechyeh adam. The Shabbos table is not determined by bread alone, by the challah alone, and by the rest of the menu alone, but it's hakol motzah pi. We have to put in an equal amount of effort, a preparation, anticipation, to be ready with a dvar Torah, a story, a provocative question, a great idea, meaningful and deep conversation, that too is part of the experience. So lo alalachem levado, there's still time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, to get ready for Shabbos, not only physically, but spiritually as well. Okay, we return to Biyam Derachecha. We are making our way through Ravitcher Meyer Biyam Derachecha, and he was talking about Mincha on Erev Shabbos. We spoke about the mindfulness, the mindset, while we are cutting our nails, shaving, getting dressed, showering, getting dressed. Each of these, there is a kavana, there's a mindset, there's an intention, there's a meaning. But what happens with Mincha? Mincha, many run late, many dismiss, many discharge, many just try to get through. But our attitude towards that Mincha, it's the holiest Mincha of the week. It's the final Mincha. It's the end. It's the Ne'ila of the week. It's the last opportunity to reflect on the week, to plan for the coming week, to find closure on the open issues of the week. That is a holy and a special Mincha. But what happens, says Rav Itzhak Meyer, if we don't take advantage of that Mincha? Tzarech l'das shemei rov malas hazman hazeh lifamim yesh l'adam nisyonos. It's a very challenging, it's a very stressful time. And at times, we run into nisyonos. We are challenged, we're tested. Ulifamim ha'adam l'matzidach l'chavin l'hargish. There are times that we don't succeed to have the feelings that we're meant to have. We don't succeed to transform ourselves with the joy that we're meant to feel. So what happens, in those moments where you ran to shul, you ran late, doesn't matter if Shabbos is at 8 o'clock at night or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, somehow there are people who always run late. By the way, you know it will be on the calendar, not years or decades, centuries before. We can plan, and yet there are those people who perpetually run late. So what happens? They're broken. I ran late again. This was supposed to week. It was going to be different. I was prepared. 17 alarms, left work early. I was going to be ready. And they fail. On the way out the door, something came up. Something happened. That mincha, I meant to have kavana. I meant to pay attention. But something happened. I was distracted. I ran late. There was still so much to do. I forgot something I didn't take care of. I still had to call somehow back home. Tzarech li'zor shelo lishaber. We have to be careful, says Rav Itzhak Meyer. Don't become broken. Lo leheatzev mizeh. Don't make ourselves sad as a result of this. Don't become broken, don't become despondent, don't become sad. That's not the way to go into Shabbos. because a person felt they had a fail. Learn from it. Grow from it. Prepare for next week to not have it happen again. But don't become broken. Don't become sad. Elo lizkor she'asakol rak Hashem yizbarach oseh. Everything is from Hashem. We take responsibility. We're accountable if we came up short. We're accountable if we didn't follow through. But we should recognize that ultimately it's all from Hashem. And we should do the best that we can and cut ourselves some slack, not beat ourselves up or be broken, because then all we'll do is not only ruin Erev Shabbos, but then we'll go into and ruin Shabbos. Adarabah, davka kasher adam lo matzliach, specifically when a person feels they're not succeeding, hu tzarach lihikanes lehodos al kol davar, that's when you have to double down and feel grateful for everything. Ulahachdir belibo shehakol letova. So what, it didn't work out. So what, I didn't come through. So what, I'm frustrated, I'm disappointed, it didn't happen the way I dreamt it, the way I drew it up, the way I imagined. I have to be makir tov, I have to be grateful, because everything's for the good. Gam ezen nir akasha, even when it seems difficult and feels difficult. Vizeh atzma hatzlacha amitis hatmuna po. And that is the deeper success that is buried here. The real definition of success is living with failure. Lahatzliach lihishaer be'emuna uvesimcha. To remain with faith and with joy, even with failure. Mitoch hakara b'yichud Hashem yisbarach. There is a unity to Hashem's existence. Everything is for a purpose. Nothing is random or chance. So I came up short. I could do better next time. Gam kishas anelam v'lo murgash. Even when it's hitting and hidden, and even when you don't feel it, nevertheless, we have that capacity. So it's a very, very fascinating insight. Others might say, you beat yourself up. You take yourself down. You hold yourself accountable. That's the Jewish way. Guilt and remorse and feeling down on ourselves. Says Richard Meyer, no, that's not the Jewish way. The Jewish way is to lift ourselves up. The Jewish way is to not let anything break our spirit. Don't let anything make us stumble in our simcha, but rather feel joy and happiness. We stumbled, we came up short, we can't turn back the clock. There's nothing we can do about it now. So the mincha wasn't the mincha we meant. Next week there's another mincha again. So the preparation Erev Shabbos was Friday. It wasn't Erev Shabbos. We ran late. We're going to get another shot next week, please God. If a person feels weakness, if we feel broken, if we feel sad, we have to put all of our efforts, all of our service, to give it all of ourselves, to at least externally go through the motions of concentration, and to awaken and arouse within ourselves a profound, unbridled joy. Shabbos, we have to enter Shabbos b'simcha. Simcha is not an emotion. Joy, happiness, it's not a feeling, it's a decision. It's a determination. So what? The kids weren't ready. So what? People failed, let you down. So what? You're disappointed in the choice of the chazan. So what? So what? So what? Pledge and promise to do better, to make things better around you. But don't let anything bring you down. B'simcha, to be tamid b'simcha. Shabbos, you have to go into Shabbos b'simcha. We're about to greet the queen of Shabbos. We're about to disconnect from the trials, travails of this world. We're about to spend time with ourselves and the people we love. So with all of that, b'simcha, there's next time. V'ze'atzmo hatzlacha ha'gedola. And this is the great success of Erev Shabbos. The great success of Erev Shabbos is not when everything goes right. The great success of Erev Shabbos is even when things go wrong, to nevertheless feel right and to make them right. Shemitocha koshi nachzik be'emuna v'simcha. To remain with faith and to remain with fortitude and to remain with joy. B'li lehistakel ahatzlachos. Without measuring, without looking, without keeping score. It's not about keeping score. It's not about keeping score with our spouse, with our children, with ourselves. Sometimes the hardest one that keeps score. It's not about keeping score. Draw a line on the card. Start again. It's a new game. It's a new hole. Afilu ruchnias. Even in the world of ruchnias, even in the spiritual world, have drive, have ambition, but don't let it bring you down. Ubezehu olam madrega gavoy yoser. And that's how we climb to a higher level. Shekol ma shema'anyin me'inyan oso, zerak Hashem yisbarach ba'atzmo v'chizak ha'karabo. We only answer to Him, and He wants us to feel good. Sheza'atzmo ha'or ha'gadol sheshabbos kodesh. The great light of Shabbos comes in, it illuminates, it breaks that darkness, it breaks that sadness, it breaks the disappointment. Bring in the light of Shabbos, and the way to let the Shabbos, light of Shabbos in, is with a sense of joy. So there's still time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Lo al alechem levado yichya adam, to not just concentrate on the physical, but to make sure that we have beautiful spiritual. And if it doesn't work out exactly the way we want, make the decision and be determined to be b'simcha anyway. And therefore, by definition, you are a winner. If we all go into Shabbos with joy, no matter what Friday looked like, then by definition we're winners. And so have a beautiful, a wonderful, a holy, a heilig Shabbos. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. Shabbos. Thank you so much to our sponsors. Still an opportunity to sponsor each and every week. BRSonline.org/sponsor. BRSonline.org/sponsor. Have a fantastic, fantastic Shabbos. Siren's coming. We're running out of time. Shabbos, Shabbos. Have a holy Shabbos, everybody.